Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWAction.org. Hey, we are in our series, Getting to Know Jesus. And we're going to ask you to put this devotion into your huddle. You say, how do I get to my huddle? Go to WashingtonDefender.org and click on huddles at the top. And you can either call us and we'll create you a huddle, or you can be a huddle leader and we'll let you know about that. All right, so here we are in Luke chapter 4. In just a few moments, we're going to talk about the Holy One of God. But if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're inside that Washington Defender app, I want you to share this with those around you. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. All right, what is happening in Washington State today? So according to the Center Square, Seattle mayor is silent on police chief's lucrative exit package. So although former Seattle police chief Sean Barnes served only 18 months in office, he's taking away a lucrative severance package worth around $700,000 as questions remain about his departure. The package is well in excess of his $370,000 yearly salary. While the package was first disclosed Friday night, Seattle Mayor Katie Wilson's office has refused to offer specific details, including just exactly where in the city budget the money will come from and how the figure was calculated. Wilson has also refused several times to disclose exactly why she asked for Barnes' resignation. All right, so that's what's happening in Washington State today. Seattle, you're in the spotlight. All right, let's dive into the Word of God today. And we see Luke chapter 4, and we are in verse 31. And he, Jesus, came to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were amazed at his teaching, for his message was with authority. I love that. Jesus's message is with authority. You're going to see that play out a couple times here. And I got to ask you, as you go into the public square today, is your message, the gospel message, the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, is it in demonstration and in authority? Or is it just a wet noodle weak message of a gospel? What we need in Washington State are bold individuals who will proclaim the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, and to do it without shame, do it with confidence and boldness, and to say that there is only one way to heaven, that is Jesus. So, and they were amazed at his teaching, for his message was with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man possessed by the spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, "Let us alone. What business do we have with each other, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Could you imagine? I mean, I know that Jesus is the Son of God and walks in and every demon is going to be freaked out. But could you imagine that Jesus living inside of you and you walk into your workplace and shouts out, "Let us alone. What business do we have with each other, Brian Noble of Spokane? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are a child of the living God." What if that was like you and me today? Could you imagine that? Man, I want to have that type of anointing. I want to come bringing the good news in authority and in power. Lord, help us to have that kind of anointing upon us. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in the midst of the people, he came out of him without doing him any harm. So Jesus took authority over this demonic spirit. I love this because we can learn. Be quiet and come out of him. That's all he said. Zip it and come out of him. Be quiet and come out of him. And amazement came upon them, all, and they began talking with one another, saying, "What is the message? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And the report about him was spreading into every locality in the surrounding district. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells inside of you. I know I say that a lot. I want to say it again and again, because we sometimes read these stories as if these things are not applicable to us. But the same Jesus who was confronted by a demon is that same Jesus that dwells inside of you. Now, you are not God. You're not a little God. You're not a little bit of God. But you are an ambassador for Christ. And you have spiritual authority. It's not based on your own conjured up thoughts and desires. It's based upon the blood of the Lamb and by faith and through grace that you have been saved. For with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits. That's what we need more of in Washington State. We need to have more authority and power flowing out of us each and every day. And it's not conjuring up faith. I think sometimes in certain circles, we feel like if we just somehow conjure up, if we somehow are good enough, have faith enough, then all this will happen. No, it's simply agreeing with the word of God that Jesus dwells inside of us. Then he got up and left the synagogue. So Jesus got up and left the synagogue and entered Simeon's house. Now Simeon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him to help her. And standing over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. And she immediately got up and waited on them. While the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and laying his hands on each one of them, he was healing them. All right, so we have Simeon's mother-in-law has a fever. Jesus heals it, rebukes the fever, and does it. We have many sick with various diseases. Jesus lays hands on them. We're getting to know Jesus, and he heals each one of them. Demons also were coming out of many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." Wow. But rebuking them, he would not allow them to speak because they knew him to be the Christ or the Messiah. So demons know Jesus, but they don't have faith in Jesus like you and I have. Man, could you imagine that same spirit of the living God dwelling in us today? When day came, Jesus left and went to a secluded place, and the crowds were searching for him and came to him and tried to keep him from going away from them. But he said to them, "I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose." What purpose? He was sent to preach the kingdom of God to many cities. So he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Okay? Do you know, first off, who you're sent by? The Holy One of God. That you are sent by the Son of God. That you were sent by the Holy Spirit. Do you know how you are sent? You are sent with authority. You are sent with power and humility. You are sent with prayer. Then do you know what you're supposed to do today? Pray for people. Love people. Speak truth to people. Share the gospel message with people today. That is what we are called to do. The Holy One of God is sending you into the public square today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do lift up our state to you. God, you are sending us into every nook and cranny in a state. God, as we get to know Jesus, one with power and authority, one who even the demons tremble and are afraid. God, we pray that same authority and power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us will flow out of us today, giving us life, giving those around us life, the life that is found only through the rich blood of Jesus Christ. God, let us have that same desire that we must preach the kingdom of God in many cities today. Our citizenship is in heaven, God. We recognize that. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray that your kingdom will show up in every school board meeting, city council, workplace, fire department, police department, hospital, everywhere that a Christian's foot treads today. We pray that your kingdom will just show up in power and might today. In Jesus' name. Oh, we lift up Governor Bob Ferguson to you today. We pray for salvation over him and his family, true transformation to happen inside of him. We pray for President Trump. We pray for transformation there as well. We pray for salvation there. Patty Murray, Maria Cantwell, Michael Baumgartner, Rob Chase, Leonard Christian, Jenny Graham, Lauren Davis, Brian Burnett. God, there's so many that are just coming to my mind. We pray that your will would be done in each of their lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.